It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
There's a story that people tell in Shadow Falls, a story about a well. Back in the 1700s, the town elders decided to dig a new well because the old one had gone bad. I leave it up to you to decide what that means. Every able-bodied male took part in the digging and hauling of earth for the new site. After 5 days of backbreaking work, the new well was finished, and the town elders went to close up the old well once and for all. One old man, who claimed to know such things, said the old well had been cursed because the people of Shadow Falls had not pleased the spirits. He told them of an old tradition after the harvest festival when, along with condemned prisoners, one innocent child would also be sacrificed.
For every light that shines, a shadow falls.
Much in Shadow Falls in the last 300 years. People here will try anything to escape their destiny. One tried and true way of escaping is happening right now in the back seat of Sienna's car.
Oh, God. I love you, Jacob.
Back at you, baby. But I hate all this sneaking around.
We have to. My dad doesn't know about us. If Captain Van Stark, super cop, found out I was with you, he'd kill me, and then kill you.
He'd probably kill me first, then kill you, then kill me again.
Besides, Karen was your girlfriend and my best friend. What would people say? What is it?
You did it again. You said was. You said Karen was my girlfriend.
Jacob, you know what I mean.
You know I came back to town because of you, right?
You don't have to say that.
It's true. You're the only thing in this whole stupid town worth coming back for.
Not your father?
Leonard Fair, super pastor, is an old crank who, even if he wasn't blind, still wouldn't know the truth if it were right in front of him. Besides, now he's got Galen Altos to listen to his stupid old stories.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
You know something? I'm not even sure I want to know.
The funny thing is, Galen Altos, the stranger who showed up in Shadow Falls after Karen disappeared, he barely knows who he is anymore or why he came here. Ever since he's been staying with Pastor Fair, he's been having these nightmares. Or are they nightmares? To Galen, they seem so real. He's back in 1851, he's Brother Thomas, and, well, we're in luck because Galen's having one of his visions as we speak.
Brother Thomas.
What? Oh, yes, I am. Brother Thomas, you are...
Timothy. Brother Thomas, may I have a word in private?
Of course. How can I be of service?
You know, Brother Thomas, I've always had the greatest respect for the church.
It's always good to hear.
I'm...
Timothy, you can talk to me.
I'm afraid we won't be coming to Mass on Sunday anymore. My family and I... decided to stop attending church.
I don't understand.
Now's not the time for it, Brother Thomas.
There's always time for God, Timothy, and if not, you make time. For the sake of yourself and your family, because God always has time for you.
God wants nothing of this place.
Timothy, please.
If you won't take my word, you go up to Bram Wilkes' place.
Did Susie lose the baby?
There was no baby.
Whoa! Hello? It's Brother Thomas. Bram Wilk, are you there?
I thought Timothy told you we want nothing to do with you and your church anymore.
Whatever has befallen you, God can help.
There is no God. It's the wolf spirit. That's all that governs us now. I know that.
Please, Mr. Wilk, let me go into the house.
Brother Thomas, I beg you to stand back. I'm the only one going into my house. And I will be the only one coming out.
Bram, what in blazes is going on? What? That gun won't solve anything. And Bram, where is Susie?
Susie's dead.
What?
She died. Giving birth. To that!
Lord in heaven.
Somehow I doubt it.
Bram.
No! No!
No, the child,
Brother Galen.
The wolf, an abomination.
Galen. Brother Galen! It's all right, Galen, it's me, it's Leonard, Pastor Fair.
Pastor, oh my God, it was so real. Brother Thomas, the man in your family portrait.
You fell asleep on the couch. You were just having a bad dream, that's all.
You called me Brother Galen.
Did I? I don't remember. You were crying out, and I... Oh, I must answer that. Hello? Yes, I understand. No, he's here. That was Captain Van Stark. He said he'd like to ask you a few questions.
You mean a few more questions?
He called from down the road. He says he's waiting for you. He'd like to talk alone.
And if I don't go?
I doubt that would be wise at this point in time.
Fine.
Galen?
Yes?
Don't trust a word he says.
Well, Van Stark, you called and I came to meet you like you asked. I guess that means I'm at your beck and call. What is a beck, anyway?
You got me. I guess I didn't think you'd show.
Didn't think I had a choice.
Don't imagine you did. Did some checking up on you. Funny thing is, this day and age, computers up the yin-yang, every bit of data ever created at your fingertips. How a man, specifically one that comes into town the day after a local girl vanishes, seems to have no record whatsoever of his own existence.
I keep a low profile.
If your profile any lower, you'd be in the ground.
Is this the part where you tell me you don't like strangers around here?
What'd you do with the girl?
Excuse me?
Karen Varys. Did you take her?
No.
Where were you Tuesday, 3 weeks ago?
Traveling, on the road, the highways and byways of our great nation.
Typical with you. Lots of words, but no answer.
How about just a few words, then? Truth is its own answer.
I haven't got time for your Zen monastery horseshit. I'll ask you again. Where were you the day Karen Varys went missing?
I was on my way from Abilene, going up to Canada. I heard there was work up there.
Abilene, huh? Don't think I won't check up on that.
Captain Van Stark, you have nothing on me.
You see, Galen, that's the thing. I don't need to have anything on you.
I suddenly see myself dead in a ditch and a group of thrill-killing teenagers to blame. That's how Officer Crane died, wasn't it?
I'm gonna find out the truth about you. Don't you leave town, good buddy.
I'm not who you think I am.
Somehow I doubt that, Mr. Altus.
Life goes on in Shadow Falls. Karen Varys is still missing. Heck, I'm still missing. But people have to be about their business. And nobody knows that better than the queen of multitasking, Karen's mom, Chloe. She can't just do her grocery shopping. No, cell phone in hand, she has to cut a deal at the same time.
Look, tell them they have to knock another $5,000 off as a carpeting allowance or it's a deal breaker. Well, they can take poison and die for all I care. Just make it happen. Fine, I'm doing my shopping. I'm on the cell. Call me right back. Well, that was fast.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Know who this is?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a lie, but I'll indulge you. Because it's about time we were properly introduced. My name is Briar Gent.
Briar Gent.
That's right. You knew all along, didn't you?
Yes.
There, see? You're a woman of action, Chloe. I admire that. What cut from the same cloth, you and me? Why, when I found out what your husband, Dr. Varys, had in that little turquoise box of his, now I had to take action, didn't I?
What do you want?
Well, now, maybe, Chloe, I'm here to ask you what you want.
I don't understand.
At first I thought I knew whose side you were on, but now I'm not quite sure. The day of the wolf is approaching. Coyote don't stand a chance. Isn't that how you see it, Mistress Chloe?
When the wolf finally wins, this time it will be forever.
And those that lend help?
Will also be victorious in this world and the next.
You stick to your guns, gal. I like that. Till next time, then, Mistress.
Wait, my daughter, Karen.
I'm afraid I know nothing about that. But this town has a history of sacrificing children as a means to an end. And with our day so close, you can't rule out anything, can you? By now.
Wait!
I'm sorry, darling, you're breaking up. I must be in a bad reception area.
No! Hello, please don't... Damn. Piece of shit cell phone!
I do declare that Chloe Varys needs to chill. Maybe she's been so busy that she hasn't taken the time out to get jiggy with Captain Van Stark. Oh, listen to me, the little town gossip. But I think I'm right, because the super cop himself seems a little on edge too. And believe me, for this Neanderthal to set foot in a library, something's gotta be up.
Officer Van Stark?
Captain Van Stark, Edna.
Now, I've been the head librarian here for many years, and I don't believe I've ever seen you set foot in here.
Because I've never needed to until now.
What is it that you want?
I have to look downstairs.
Right now?
Right now. Bring your keys.
Be careful. These steps aren't in the best shape. Can you tell me what you're looking for, Captain?
I need you to open up the well.
The well? How come?
Just do it, Edna.
Nobody's opened it up in years. That old steel door covering it is probably rusted shut.
Look, Edna, I know what you and the pastor were up to out in the woods with Galen Altos. Now, do I get some cooperation here or not?
Very well. If you think you can open the door.
Let me just shine my flashlight down there.
This old well's been empty for almost 80 years.
I can see right down to the bottom. I don't see her.
Her, Sheriff? Now, I have a right to know what it is you're looking for.
You have a right to do what I tell you, Edna.
Yes, Edna, what he said.
Mistress Chloe, well, I didn't see you. I didn't hear you come down.
Where is my daughter? Where's Karen?
Oh, Mistress, I don't know.
You're lying. Where is she?
Well, how could I have anything to do with it? I would never do anything to cross you, Mistress. Never.
Don't think I don't know what goes on around here, Edna. Come on, Red. She's obviously not here. We'd better search the woods. And Edna, don't think I'm not keeping an eye on you. I have my ways.
People! People! Listen up! We're searching in 100-yard grids. Every time you clear a 10-by-10 section, you mark it with one of these orange flags. Now, we have maybe 2 hours of daylight left, so let's not waste any time. Move out!
Dad!
Sienna, what are you doing here?
You're looking for Karen, aren't you?
I want you to go home right now.
I want to help.
You go home now, young lady.
I hate you. Sometimes I really hate you, Daddy. Oh, Jacob, my love. What am I doing?
Funny you should mention Jacob, Sienna. The news of Anstark's dragnet has traveled pretty fast in our sleepy little town. Jacob figured it would be wise to go home and tell his father, and his father's houseguest.
Dad! They're searching the woods for Karen.
Oh, yes. I was afraid of that.
Where's Mr. Altos?
Galen is in his room. Packing.
Packing? Galen! Mr. Altos!
Come in, Jacob.
You're leaving?
If I remember what your father told me, you decided to take off not too long ago.
But I came back.
You had to come back.
Yes, and who's to say that you didn't have to come here too?
Hello, gentlemen.
Dad, just stay out of this.
I brought something for Galen.
A Bible? I didn't think this was a hotel. Why don't you just put it in the drawer where it belongs?
When's the last time you read it?
What difference does it make?
When was the last time you read the Bible?
I don't remember.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, a year?
I don't know.
Where did you come from before you came here?
I don't remember.
Did you fall, get hit in the head?
I don't remember.
Sick, perhaps. Fever.
I don't remember!
What if there's nothing to remember?
I'm not playing your little mind game. Pastor. Goodbye.
Who do you trust, Mr. Galen Altos?
We can't let him go, Dad. Not now.
He'll be back. I have a feeling there's nowhere else for him to go.
I know how he feels, Galen Altos. Sometimes you want to just get out of Shadow Falls. Even though you know the place has no intention of letting you leave, you pack your bags and walk along the highway just for a lark.
No, I'm not part of this. Do you hear me? I am not part of this!
Oh my God, you came out of nowhere! Jesus, where are you? What? Nobody there? But I saw the guy walk right out in front of my truck! Whoa, Vernon, you've been clocking too many hours. You gotta find a rest area somewhere and catch some Z's right now.
You see, something wanted Galen to stay, so much so that it snatched him from certain death. Where did he go? That's for another time. For now, I need to make it all about me. Molly, I know you've been curious about where I disappeared to. Well, first a bit of background. The night of the Harvest Festival those hundreds of years ago, the town elders picked a boy, one who had been born slightly deformed and had been sick his whole life. They buried him inside the old well. And much to their satisfaction, the spirits were happy with this sacrifice. The new well lasted over 100 years after that. But as they say, to everything there is a season, right?
Captain Van Stark, over here.
Find something?
Yes, sir. It's not pretty.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus.
I think it's a girl. She's wearing a necklace. It's a...
Yes. Fleur-de-lis.
I had lain there for almost 5 months, my face pointing blankly to the sky. Even as the days grew into weeks, I waited. I didn't like being left in the woods, alone, not knowing if they'd ever find me or if I'd just quietly return to the ground. The hardest part was when Mom came to see me.
Molly? My Molly?
Please,
oh,
Jenna!
Oh, dear God!
Don't keep looking! Don't do that to yourself!
Molly! Molly!
Yeah, well, there it is. I'm dead. Guess I'll just have to live with that. My only hope is that now that they've found me, it might actually help keep some people alive. Somehow, though, I doubt it.
Shadow Falls is a Podshow original production created by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and directed by Matt Johnson. It stars Weston Blakesley as Bria Gint.
Tracy Crouch as Jenna Homaker.
Jeff Hoheimer as Jacob Fair.
Holly Jenkins as Edna Hurst.
Matt Johnson as Timothy.
Tom Mesmer as Captain Red Van Stark.
James Napoli as Leonard Fair.
Todd Sherry as Galen Altos.
Biz Urban as Sienna Van Stark.
Kappa Victoria Wood as Molly Hammaker.
And Victoria Wright as Chloe Varys.
Story by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Written by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and James Napoli. Produced by Matt Johnson and James Napoli. Executive produced by Adam Curry, Ron Bloom, and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Music by Monk and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Recording engineering by Kevin Jarvis.
There are many things that we can all do that may help stop the spread of the coronavirus. But one thing we can all do is to have a plan in case you do get sick. First, Consult with your healthcare provider for more information about monitoring your health for symptoms suggestive of COVID-19. Second, stay in touch with others by phone or email. You may need to ask for help from friends, family, neighbors, community health workers, or more if you become sick. And finally, determine who can care for you if your caregiver gets sick. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.